As I say, even though we had so many don'ts and no's, so much not having the, we never felt deprived. Because even when he gets rid of something, he doesn't leave it empty. He fills it. He fills it with something more real, something that's of himself. And you never felt, even when we talk back now of this time, we talk of it with a particular relish. With, oh, remember this, remember that. And in those days when everything was so economical, I still remember once when we had to make a move. You see, you must remember first that we never bought things. We did not know what shopping was. Sometimes Baba, other disciples who knew us, if we got things from, only through Baba, if they get into Baba and Baba brought them to us. I still remember once Baba brought stacks and stacks of a particular kind of material, all plain, but in colors, different colors. And we each got them, and we were sick of seeing each other in those same colors, because if you made your skirt, then I made a dress, and she made a lehenga, and you know, on and on, and it was good. But what was it I'm saying?
I don't
know.
Economical.
You never went shopping.
Ah, no, but there was a point to it. We didn't go shopping, right? So here is Naja, for instance. Naja had a kind of an old bag that medieval doctors would use, you know, the kind that you got clip and it opens, and then inside you can put a house in, you know. You can put as much as you like in there, but it snaps it like this. Very old, passionate. But when we were making this move, our luggage went by the bullock cart, and something happened. Or was it in the bus? Anyway, that bag got lost. And Naja was the kind of person, if ever you wanted a patch for something, which was also, we were also short of patches or anything, we always went to Naja. Well, when that bag got lost, for years, whenever we went to ask Naja for something, she said, yes, yes, I'll bring it. And she said, oh, it was in that bag, you know, that got lost. After 2 or 3 years, I said, Naja, I mean, so much could not have fitted in that bag. I'm sure this was not even in the bag that was there. So as I said, there was that time when we lived a very cloistered life after Nasik, up on Mehrabad Hill. Just the five of us women, we were ordered never to wear any torn clothes, not even a single tear in any of our garment. We had to go immediately change and then patch it so that our body never showed. We never had to show our body. So we'd immediately go, even private with each other, change our clothes. But there was not always enough to patch. And I still remember, because I was told, this is from Baba's time that I'm wearing long lehengas. This is not just new, this is from the time I was 13, 14, even when I used to come for my holidays when I was 10, 11. So now, you have to make it last as much as possible. You have to keep it. So I didn't have a white cloth for a patch, but I got a little red, orange patch. So, and anyway, it was here. So I patched my lehenga with that orange thing. I'll never forget, it's something so funny, that Adi's mother, Gulmai, was for a few days with us up on the hill there for a short time. So as I was going from the room, and I always had to be with Mera. Mera and I always had to be together. There was a time when also Koshit, Mera, Koshit and I had to be together. So anyway, I was going, and then I bent down and picked up a stone that I saw, which was pretty, because we didn't come out even in the compound from our room. So everything was new, everything was beautiful. So I bent down to pick up the stone or something. Gulmai saw this red, little orange patch. She thought it was a butterfly. And so suddenly I see someone, while I'm bending down, somebody pluck. And I said, what are you doing? She said, oh, I thought it was a butterfly. I said, no, it's my patch. Don't you take it with my patch. I've got another patch.